Hey everybody, welcome back to the War Room. My name is Blake, if you don't know me already. Man, I don't even know where to start. People have been sending me messages, texting me, reaching out, kind of asking and looking for when the next pod's going to come out, telling me how excited they are for whatever may be coming in the future. And I appreciate everybody who's reached out and been so encouraging and so excited about what I'm doing. And I really apologize that it's been a while, first and foremost. And like I said, appreciate everybody who's reached out looking for some new stuff. So on Sunday, I scheduled myself to shoot a podcast on Thursday, which as I'm recording this, it's Thursday night of 9/11. And I gotta be honest, this is not how I expected to come back with a new episode. This is the last thing I expected. This is not, it hasn't been a political show. The number one goal of this show ultimately is to show young people why God's way is better. And the moral principles established by the Word of God is the best way to live. And it's not about politics. It's not a political show, as I said. But it may start to become both. Because yesterday, something happened that shook me to my core. Shattered my soul. Yesterday, Charlie Kirk, who I consider to be top five most influential people in my life, top five, you know, people that I looked up to the most. This is no bandwagon crap. This is no hopping on a story because it's sad and it's heartbreaking and everybody's talking about it. Like, ask anybody that I know, Charlie has played a massive role in how I view a lot of things and how I approach politics and approach having conversations with people and being involved and having a voice as a Christian who is also a conservative. I was never interested in politics until things started to become really important in 2016. And a couple years later is when I learned who Charlie Kirk was. And ever since then, it's been a habit of mine to listen to his podcast on my way to work every single morning. And throughout the day, I'm listening to his stuff and watching his videos and listening to the debates and things like that. And so if anybody knows Charlie who didn't know him personally, it's me. And I feel crushed right now. Yesterday afternoon, Charlie Kirk was not only murdered, he was assassinated. And not only was he assassinated, but he is now a martyr. And that will be his legacy, as a martyr. A Christian martyr for his faith in Jesus. It was one of the last things that he talked about while he was doing his event at Utah Valley University. It was one of the last things he talked about. One of the last X posts that he ever posted said, "Jesus died so you could live." And a martyr for his country, for the United States. I don't think the world has ever seen anybody that cares so much about the spreading of the gospel and about the United States of America than Charlie Kirk. And it's evident in the work that he put in, not just the work that he put in, but the fruit that came from it. I am fruit of Charlie Kirk. There never has been anybody like Charlie Kirk before. That's why he had that target on his back and is ultimately not with us here anymore. Now we can rejoice as Christians that Charlie right now is in glory, spending time with our Heavenly Father. He is home. He's where he belongs. He's where ultimately our home is. And I'm so grateful for the saving grace, the saving power of Jesus. So that while we are heartbroken on this earth, we can have confidence and peace, knowing that vengeance is not natural. Retaliation justice is not just a natural thing, but Charlie has received his heavenly reward and has received his standing ovation in heaven and his "well done, good and faithful servant." I have no doubt that his reception into the Golden Gates was a glorious one. With that being said, there's massive shoes to fill now here on earth, here and now. As heavy as this situation is, and as horrible as it's been, and as heartbreaking as it's been, my eyes are, I looked in the mirror before I came here, and obviously you know by now this episode isn't being recorded. There's no video version of this podcast. My eyes are bloodshot red right now from crying so much the past 2 days. I told a couple friends of mine, this is the first time that I have ever cried over the death of a non-family member. I don't know if that, depending on who you are, you could either take that as cold, heartless, or you could take it as me being dramatic. But this is real. This is so real to me. there are so many people that I know personally that could never contribute to my life the way that Charlie Kirk has. And as I was saying, there are now huge shoes to fill here on Earth. And as heartbreaking as this situation has been, I think there are a few things that we can take, especially you if you're a Christian or a conservative, or especially if you're both, I don't even like using that word right now, but somewhat of an encourage. Yeah, that doesn't even sound right in this scenario, but we can use this situation. Because there are such huge shoes to fill, if you have followed or listened to or watched Charlie for any extended period of time, and you know how he went about his business, you know how he operated, the way he conducted himself, the way he talked to people, the discussions that he had, the points that he brought up, and how he addressed certain things. It is our responsibility. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today and just saying how I just have this overwhelming feeling of responsibility of having to grab that torch and keep carrying it. Now that is a lot to keep to keep rolling for one person. And my reach, maybe not, maybe it will be, maybe it never will be the type of reach that Charlie Kirk had, but I don't know about any of you, but I feel something has shifted inside of me where this situation has sparked a new sense of passion and boldness, and it's almost channeling the anger that's inside me to say, you know what? The devil is trying his absolute hardest to hold us down, to shut us up, to keep us back, and to ultimately defeat us, but I am not going to let what he thought, his little pathetic little wimpy plans that always fail, to stop with Charlie Kirk. So now I want to challenge you, if you, like I said, are especially someone who is a Christian and a conservative, you have a responsibility now. Whether you like that or not, whether it's quote-unquote your personality or not, I posted on my Instagram story a couple days ago, something like how vocal you are about what you believe in has nothing to do with your personality and everything to do with your passion. And if you're not passionate now, I don't really know what else to do to fire you up. Charlie Kirk single-handedly flipped the ideals of a generation of people, my generation. My generation is the turning point generation. Charlie Kirk founded Turning Point USA, and my generation is the Turning Point generation. I forget exactly what the statistic was, but for my age demographic in the 2020 election, I believe it leaned Democratic, far left liberal, 21%. Since then, it has completely flipped around, and in the 2024 election, it was 18% leaning Republican, leaning conservative. So that's quick math. That's close to like a 40% difference between the 2020 election and the 2024 election. And I would give almost all of that credit to Charlie Kirk. No, President Trump said it best when he unfortunately had to announce Charlie's passing yesterday. And he said, no one, and no one ever has, and probably no one ever will, capture the heart of young people the way that Charlie Kirk did. There will never be anyone like him. And that's what made him so different and so effective, is that there's never been anybody like him before. And that's why this is such a massive blow, because we don't have that anymore. And I think the thing that's been the toughest, and I already alluded to it, is the weight of the responsibility that I feel, and just praying and hoping to God that the other people... Charlie has not only affected and changed a generation, but he's mobilized that generation by being an example, by giving people opportunities to volunteer and be a part of what he's doing, and in doing different seminars and things like that. He has facilitated a group of people and mobilized us and showed us exactly, he gave us the blueprint, showed us what to do. And man, I really hope the other people that are my age and even younger who have been affected like how I have are up to the task. I'm scared for what will happen if we aren't. And we let all of the work that he did just fall to the ground. And it was just like a phase. Charlie Kirk wasn't just on Earth to just have a Charlie Kirk era here on Earth and then that was the end of it. I think it was to show a generation of people how to move on without him. And now he's not here, and it was quicker than we all expected, but it's time to get to work. And I'm so overcome with emotion right now because it kind of breaks my heart that it takes something like this to wake us up in a way. But now he's not here and we didn't expect it. And so we have to step up. Like I said, I hate that it comes to this. But we're here, and listen, man, like I said, I may not ever have a reach even close to what Charlie has had, But I may, but I may not. And the same with you. But if you take so seriously the responsibility that you have and the influence that you have over the people that are around you, the people in your region, the people in your community, if you do that job, if every person listening to this does that job, think about all of the different counties, regions, areas, cities, parts of the United States that are covered by the same truth, the same word, and the same ideals and values that Charlie Kirk fought for and worked his entire life away to get out there and to be a light in such a dark world. Guys, Jesus is coming back soon. Be off of social media as much as you can right now, but I've seen too much the past couple days. There are demons living amongst us. Maybe it's not the wisest thing, because all it's done is just fired us up and gotten us upset. But me and my closest friends have just kind of been sending things back and forth to each other. I mean, because we're just all so lost right now. And just different reactions of people celebrating and being excited about this. I think it's kind of wild that the party who talks about being the party of peace and inclusion and loving and accepting everybody and guns are bad are the only side that's violent, that attacks you because you believe differently, and uses those guns that they think are so horrible to kill people that are a political opposition. It's crazy. I'm so tired of the media and people on the left trying so hard to convince everybody that the right, that the conservatives, that the Christians are so terrible, just making up the most random stuff, calling us Nazis, calling us fascists when they don't even know what fascist means. Well, they probably do now because they're going to look it up because they realize that they don't actually know what it means. They preach tolerance and love and acceptance and all this fake crap, and how much they hate guns and how much they hate violence and hate quote unquote hateful speech and things like that, but they are the only ones doing all that. We are not the same. George Floyd was killed in 2020. We had prayer services, we had vigils, and we gathered and we prayed for not only George Floyd, but the African American community and everybody that was involved. Well, all y'all were burning down buildings and looting businesses and flipping over cars and shooting people and getting in fights. And then this happens. You take away probably the most influential person in our movement, top three, if not the number one most influential person in our movement. I'm talking about people who are naturally here on Earth. And what is our response? Prayer. Yeah, we're angry, but you're not going to see a single person harmed from any of us. You're not going to see any type of attack or looting or riots from us. And y'all are laughing and happy about this. Now I get it. I've seen a lot of genuine reactions from people who do consider themselves to be on that left side of the aisle, who aren't Christians, but are on that left side of the aisle and actually do have some humanity left. That they had genuinely had remorse in their heart and were heartbroken. And I've seen a lot of people who have leaned that way reconsider their views the past couple days. But I just don't want you to ignore the staunch difference of what happens and how the two different parties react. And now we have to continue to choose to move forward with love and with grace and with compassion. Because that's how Charlie tried to do things constantly. You can be angry. That is okay. I've been angry for, 30 hours straight now. It's okay. But as we deal with these people, we have to, with every part of you, deal with people according to the word of God and deal with them with grace and show them love and compassion. Say, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. About that shooter, I pray that they find him and persecute him. Not persecute him. Prosecute him to the fullest extent of the law. But forgive him, Father. He knows not what he does. Charlie showed us how to communicate with people in that way. He showed us a perfect example and gave us the blueprint of how to talk to people and how to love them and how to tell them that their view and how they think about things is wrong and that this way is better and how to do that. Here's a quote of Charlie's that I've held on to for a couple years now. He says, love is not acceptance. Love is not tolerance. Love is having the boldness to tell somebody that what they're doing is wrong and is hurting their life. And you can see that shine through the way he communicates to people. This is a very, very sad time, but we have a job to do. It is so close to Jesus' return. I hope you guys realize that there's nothing that still has to happen for him to come back. Imagine there's a button that he's got to push, that Jesus has to push, and everything stops. And that's the end of all things. He's not waiting for anything but for God the Father to say, okay, it's time. Man, we learned this yesterday. Nothing is promised. Do what you can do while you're still here, and don't be so naturally minded. Please, please be eternally minded and stop like letting natural things and circumstances and fear and anxiety to get in the way of you doing what you've been called to do and this responsibility that's been placed upon you. Because who cares what people think? Charlie did not. The Bible says, if you deny me on earth, then I will deny you before my Father in heaven. The words of Jesus. This is a turning point. I don't think it's a coincidence that that's what Charlie called his movement. In some ways, I believe it was prophetic, because he made that a reality. And now this is a turning point for not only our nation, but for the young conservatives, the young Christian conservatives that Charlie made an impact on, to use what's been given to them and to continue to make a difference, to carry on his legacy and his work. Jesus is coming back. Peace is leaving the earth. And I hate to talk about it like this, but the Bible prophesies things like this happening. So don't be surprised when things like this happen. As horrible as it is, things like this are going to happen as the day gets darker. I don't know what to say. Let me share this scripture. Psalm 37, 12 through 15. The wicked plot against the godly. They snarl at them in defiance. That explains yesterday and today. But the Lord just laughs, for he sees their day of judgment coming. Woo! The wicked draw their swords and string their bows to kill the poor and the oppressed, to slaughter those who do right. But their swords will stab their own hearts and their bows will be broken. Thank you, Jesus. The wicked plot against the godly. They snarl at them in defiance. We watch this happen. In real time, we continue to watch it happen. And they may even succeed in the natural. But the Lord just laughs, for he sees their day of judgment coming. Now, our job is not to condemn people to hell. We want the Holy Spirit that's in us to convict the hell out of them. No, I'm not cussing. That's just honestly one of my new favorite phrases. I forgot who said it, but yeah, I'm going to be using that. But no, ultimately, at the end of the day, we are here to win souls for the kingdom. And to also be good stewards of this nation that we're so blessed to live in. Things may seem really, really dark, but this is still the greatest nation on planet Earth. and there's still a hope and there's still a future. God is not done with the United States of America. God is not done with his church, his true church. And it's time to seriously make a difference. It's time to stop slacking. I know that I'm ready to do more than ever. My goal, seriously, and if this is how it has to be, is how it has to be. It's just simply easier for me to put out podcast episodes that are in just this audio format. And if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. But I want to... I know I was shooting for one a month, but now I'm trying. I want to get to doing an episode a week at least. And if you live in Michigan, well, I guess if you live in any state, because I make my way around, I'm already working on and brainstorming and coming up with a plan to try to put on some similar type of events that Charlie did. Like the Prove Me Wrong debate type setups. But I guess initially, right away, if you're in Northern Michigan and would be interested at all, Northern Michigan or West Michigan, anywhere in Michigan, honestly, I'm willing to drive. Or if anybody else would be gracious enough to drive, and would be interested in helping start, put on, do whatever, something like that with me, let's make it happen because I'm serious about this. Not necessarily on college campuses, but just in public spaces. I feel a serious responsibility to do something. And you know what? You people wanted Charlie dead so bad. I'm going to make you want me dead that bad. My friend Preston posted this or reposted this post on his story earlier today that said, "I pray the demons rejoice when I die too." And I was like, "Oh, bro." And threw it right up on my story too because I thought that was fire. And that's exactly how I feel. That fired me up. That's how I feel. Genuinely is, you wanted Charlie dead that bad. I'm going to give you a reason to want me dead that bad. That's my mentality. I'm not even playing. So anybody, that wants to get in on this and try to do something like this, let's do it together. Before I wrap up, I want to say one more thing about Charlie. One thing that I've noticed and admired about him so much over the years is, you know, one of the flaws of our side of the aisle, our side of the political sphere is, in my opinion, is a lot of the alpha type of personalities that are in this community tend to sometimes care more about winning or being right. Or having the last word or things like that, more than they care about actually being helpful. Now, granted, they want to be helpful, but sometimes they get more carried away and prefer to be right than to be helpful. And Charlie, at the end of the day, always was so genuine about caring so much more about changing your mind because he knew your life could be better than changing your mind because he wanted to win a debate. It is so well known how insanely talented of a debater that he was. Man, it feels so weird saying was. I don't think I fully comprehended it, but anyway, as talented of a debater as he was, he didn't have to make his focus winning the argument because he was so good at debating anyway. He didn't have to convince you that he was. He did what he did because the same reason I do what I do. And that is that there is such a better way for you. A better way for you to live. A better way for you to raise a family. A better way for you to just be a citizen of the United States. It's time to wake up. It's time to make a difference, and it's time to impact the culture in the way that Charlie did. Do it in your community. Do it in the people that you have immediate contact and influence with. Because this woke ideology does nothing but bring division and violence and hatred. They want to talk a lot and convince you of things that aren't true, but talk is very cheap, and they've made that really obvious. I cannot stress enough how much it is up to you, and if we do not do our job, then we have failed. But bottom line, Charlie Kirk is now with the Lord Jesus. He's in a much better place. If you haven't seen the video of the moment that he was killed, please don't look for it. I think this is the first time in my life I've genuinely been traumatized by something that I saw. I can't get that image out of my head. But that's only part of the story. He's with Almighty God now. And he has his heavenly reward. And now we got to step up to the plate. I got to wrap up because I'll be joining an Instagram live prayer for our nation. So I want to wrap this up by closing us out in prayer. I don't know how long this has been, but Lord Jesus, first and foremost, I just want to say thank you For Charlie Kirk, thank you for blessing his ministry and his work over the course of his life and the years that he devoted to the gospel and to spreading truth and being bold about what he believed in. Thank you for your saving grace, for dying on the cross, so that imperfect people like us could spend eternity with you, so that someone like him, whose life was cut so unbelievably short, now has eternal life, better life than any of us here on earth, because of your sacrifice. And we're so thankful for that and for that hope that we have when we leave this earth. I pray for his family, for Erica, and for his two babies that aren't really going to have any memories of their dad. I pray that peace that passes all understanding would flood them and flood their home, that they wouldn't feel alone in this, that there would be Psalm 91 protection around them, that they would have people in their lives that will support them and protect them. Protect their hearts, Lord. Protect their eyes and their ears. Keep them out of danger. No scheme of the enemy will come against them. And that those kids will grow up to do amazing things for the kingdom and for what is righteous. That instead of being bitter, that they would be so unbelievably proud of who their dad was and having the honor to carry on that legacy that he set up before them. Lord, and I pray for this nation, how broken it is. Lord, we know your return is very near, but Lord, give us wisdom and guidance and direction on how to navigate these last days. We know time is short. Help us navigate these last days. I pray that we would humble ourselves, that we would be more in prayer than ever before. Seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, acknowledge you in all our ways. That you would hear from heaven and heal our land. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. This is our turning point, people. Let's go. Let's get it. And I'll be back very soon. I promise you that. I love you guys. Let's go.